Yalai News. Yalai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Yalai News. Yalai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to GTV News. Within the framework of the event Hanoi Tourism Welcome 2026, Get On Hanoi 2026, yesterday at Trịnh Công Sơn Walking Street in Tây Hồ Ward, Hanoi, the Yalai Departments of Culture, Sport and Tourism, in coordination with Hanoi Departments of Tourism, organized a program, Yalai Day in Hanoi. The event holds special significance, serving as a platform to widely introduce and promote the image of Yalai to residents of the capital and visitors, while showcasing its distinctive cultural values through music, colors, and representative cultural and tourism products. Attending the event were Yalai Vice Chairwoman of the Provincial People's Committee, Nguyễn Thị Thanh Lịch, leaders of the Vietnam National Tourism Administration, the Vietnam Tourism Association, along with representatives from relevant agencies of Yalai Province and Hanoi. Following the administrative merger, Yalai now possesses a vast development space stretching from the central highlands to coastal and island areas, creating unique advantages for tourism development with diverse inter-regional experiential products. Notably, in 2026, Yalai has been selected by the Ministry of Culture, Sport and Tourism to host the National Tourism Year. This is a significant milestone in the province's efforts towards sustainable development based on preserving and promoting cultural identity, heritage, ecology, and landscapes, while fostering environmentally friendly tourism products unique to the region and the province. At the Yalai Day in Hanoi, visitors enjoy immersive cultural experiences featuring Central Highlands gong performances, between traditional opera and martial arts, ethnic musical instruments, handicrafts, as well as specialty coffee and outstanding old cup products of the Yalai. Through the event, Yalai aims to convey the message of dynamic, friendly, and culturally rich land, ready to welcome domestic and international visitors, contributing to the success of Visit Vietnam Year Yalai 2026. This morning, February the 2nd, the Department of Home Affairs, the standing agency of the Yalai Provincial Election Committee, held a conference to hand over application files for individuals nominated and self-nominated as candidates for the 16th National Assembly and the Yalai Provincial People's Council for the 2026-2031 term. According to the Provincial Election Committee, by 5 p.m. on February the 1st, the receipt of candidate applications had been completed in accordance with regulations. Specifically, Yalai Province received 21 application files for candidates for the 16th National Assembly and 142 application files for candidates for the Provincial People's Council for the 2026-2031 term. Prior to submitting their applications, all candidates completed the required declaration forms and summary biographies on the National Election Council's official website as stipulated. Previously, on December the 15, 2025, the National Election Council issued Resolution Number 58, under which Yalai Province has 6 electoral units and is entitled to elect 16 National Assembly deputies. On December the 18, 2025, the Yalai Provincial Election Committee issued Resolution Number 15 on the number of electoral units and the number of deputies to the Provincial People's Council for the 2026-2031 term. The completion of the receipt and handover of candidates' applications provides an important basis for the Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Yalai Province to organize the second round of consultations, compile the preliminary list of candidates, and conduct voter consultations at places of residence in accordance with legal regulations. The Yala Provincial Youth Union has held a ceremony to establish twinning ties with Konak and Konzot villages in Dak Somay Commune, aiming to strengthen solidarity and close ties between the youth union and local communities while jointly improving the material and spiritual lives of ethnic minority residents. Under the signed cooperation agreement, the parties agreed to coordinate in disseminating the parties' guidelines and the state policies and laws, promoting the role of prestigious individuals within the community and mobilizing local people to participate in building the great national unity bloc while maintaining political security and social order at the grassroots level. Joint activities will focus on campaigns for new rural development, changing mindsets and practices among ethnic minority communities to support sustainable poverty reduction, alongside preserving and promoting traditional cultural values and eliminating outdated customs. On this occasion, the Yala Youth Entrepreneurs Association, in coordination with the Provincial Youth Union, presented 103 gift packages, each worth 500,000 VND, to disadvantaged households in the two villages, helping local families enjoy a warm and meaningful Lunar New Year.
Over the weekend, in Hiệp Tiến Village, Canh Vinh Commune, Tuy Phước Tây Commune, Police, in coordination with Agribank Bình Định, held a ceremony to establish twinning ties with Hiệp Tiến Village, aiming to strengthen close cooperation and accompany the locality in socio-economic development and the maintenance of security and public order. Under the signed agreement, the two units will work closely with local authorities and the Hiệp Tiến Village Management Board to grasp local conditions, support economic development, and improve the material and spiritual well-being of residents while contributing to the preservation and promotion of traditional cultural values. Key activities include supporting the construction of essential facilities, transferring science and technology in production, providing community health care support, organizing cultural and sports activities, and promoting awareness of security and public order in the area. On this occasion, Tuy Phước Tây Commune Police and Agribank Bình Định also presented 165 gift packages, each worth 500,000 VND, helping to bring a warm and caring touch to the people of Hiệp Tiến Village.
Yesterday, the Yala Association of the Blind, in coordination with Thiên Tuệ Volunteer Group, visited and presented 200 TED gift packages to blind people and persons with disabilities in Đắk Đoa and Phú Thiện districts, as well as several communes in the eastern area of the province. Each gift package worth 550,000 VND included essential goods and cash, providing encouragement to disadvantaged groups during the traditional holiday. Earlier, the Yala Association for Supporting Poor Patients organized the Spring of Love program, presenting gifts worth a total of 15 million VND to patients receiving care and treatment at Hoài Nhơn Mental Health Care Center. The association also delivered 200 gift packages, each valued at 500,000 VND to ethnic minority residents in An Toàn Commune. During the same period, the Bạch Mai Giang Red Cross Volunteer Group, in coordination with relevant units and local authorities, carried out a series of Spring of Love compassionate debt activities, distributing hundreds of gift packages to poor households and ethnic minority communities across the province. For the 2026 Lunar New Year alone, the club mobilized resources to present more than 700 gift packages worth over 300 million VND, helping bring a warm and caring spring to disadvantaged residents.
The Cybersecurity and High-Tech Crime Prevention Division of Yalai Provincial Police, in coordination with the Pleiku Charity Rice Club, has recently organized the TED Fair 2026 themed Spring of Love TED Close to the People in Yadok Commune for disadvantaged residents and students. At the fair, around 600 disadvantaged students took part in festive games and entertainment activities imbued with traditional Tet atmosphere and were provided with free meals suitable for their age groups. The organizers also arranged stalls offering essential goods and traditional folk games, attracting large numbers of local people and young participants. On this occasion, the organizing committee presented 100 gift packages in the form of shopping vouchers, each worth 380,000 VND, distributed 400 bánh chưng, 500 bánh tét, and 300 warm jackets to residents, and awarded 10 bicycles, each value at 1.5 million VND, to students in difficult circumstances. The total budget of the program exceeded 150 million VND, mobilized from socialized funding sources. The activity helped spread the spirit of sharing and compassion, actively implementing the Three Best movement launched by Yalai Provincial Police, and brought a warm, meaningful Tet to the people of Yadok Commune. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.